That's the music MySpace and MTV users hear at the beginning of their presidential dialogue programs, a series of interactive candidate MySpace user forums which are being broadcast throughout the current presidential election season. With most of its user members between the ages of 18 and 35, MySpace.com is one of the Internet's most dynamic and powerful social and political networks. Here's how it works. Almost anyone with an Internet connection can register into MySpace for free and get what amounts to a personal web page within the MySpace domain. From this platform, users can exchange information about themselves and their interests in a variety of formats with other MySpace users of their choosing. These fellow users are called friends. This year, all the major presidential candidates have created their own MySpace pages and linked up with thousands of friends with whom they can share information about themselves and their policy positions. MySpace users can then learn about particular candidates and comment or express support on their own MySpace pages. By making their personal verdicts public, users can influence the community of friends who view their pages, as MySpace political director Lee Brenner explains.
There's different software that they can bring down to follow a candidate and what the candidate's doing and why they're excited about them, and they can post bulletins and email their friends without having to leave MySpace.
This setup also helps candidates to reach more young and undecided voters with the sort of personalized referrals that are gold in political campaigns. When, for example, a person is friends with Hillary Clinton and other people are also friends with that person, Hillary gets a MySpace link to those other people. But MySpace also enables an even more intimate connection between candidates and voters.
In the case of both of those countries, it depends on that whether they pose an immediate threat.
That's Republican presidential candidate John McCain answering a question on what, in his judgment, would warrant an attack on another country in the Middle East, for instance, Syria or Iran, if either one became nuclear.
And I want to assure you I would consult with
but that question did not come from some seasoned political reporter or pundit. It came from a MySpace user with the screen name mstrand1980. mstrand1980 emailed his question to the Presidential Dialogue Interactive Forum MySpace was hosting with the MTV cable television network in New Hampshire, where the season's first primary was about to be held. This forum also allows audience members to give candidates near-instant feedback about their answers. A viewer simply clicks on a button on the relevant MySpace page. The cumulative results are then tallied and shown to the candidate. Again, Lee Brenner.
For example, Senator Obama, we asked him a question about Iraq. We then asked the users that were watching him give his answer how he was answering. Now, we were able to give him feedback within a couple minutes saying, Senator Obama, 60% of the people that were watching liked your answer, but there were 40% who think you needed to add a little bit more, so that we were able to go back with him and get more of a dialogue going between the audience and the candidate.
The benefits of this interaction run two ways. MySpace users are better informed about where candidates stand on particular issues, and they feel they have a candidate's ear. And candidates can use the feedback to tailor their pitch to young voters whose support will be crucial in the state primaries and later in the general election. It may be more than coincidence that Senator Obama, who participated in a MySpace forum in Iowa, clinched the primary there, and Senator McCain won New Hampshire following his virtual town meeting with MySpace users.
The ability to create interaction between users and voters and the candidates is what voters are looking for.
This social networking technology has important uses besides electoral politics. MySpace also has a huge potential for activists about issues ranging from international development and community building to environmentalism and human rights. With trends like this, the age of the Internet could usher in an era of unprecedented citizen enlightenment. And who knows where that could lead? This is Adam Phillips reporting from New York.